ordinary citizens, they can help in supporting each other's mental health. For example, when people go through horrible events, this happens in war-affected countries, but also in communities at peace, people can provide each other support. For example, in a war situation, people may witness horrible things, but even in a community at peace, there may be car accidents. In every community of the world, there is assault, sometimes rape. So when people come across other people who are extremely distressed at something horrible, they can support each other. And the people who especially need to know how to give support are members of emergency medical teams, police members, policemen, firefighters, the people in the community who respond when bad things happen. They need to know something called psychological first aid. And psychological first aid, like medical first aid, is not enough on its own, but it's a good first step.
And what's the impact of mental health issues today?
The impact of mental health issues is very big. I mean, mental disorders around the world, about 1 in 10 people around the world have had a mental disorder in the last year. And that affects many people's functioning. So it has a huge economic impact. And it has also an impact. Mental health can be has an impact on poverty, has an impact on violence. When people suffer from mental health problems, they're just not as well positioned as otherwise to work well. They're not as positioned as well as otherwise to do well in school. It's a development issue.
Can we talk about simple ways to handle a person with a mental health problem at home, at workplace as well?
Mental health problems are very diverse. So there's many different types of mental health problems. So when it's good to know what these problems are. So one thing to do is to seek help if help is available. And even if one doesn't live near a place where mental health care is available, one should reach out to community members to make sure the person has support. So everybody needs social support, especially people with mental health problems. Those are things that everybody can be involved with.
Is there anything else we should know about mental health care?
Well, one of the things that people can do is to start talking about mental health problems. So there's a lot of stigma against mental health. And so by talking about the problems, talking with people about their problems, that is already a very, very good first step. It's not enough. We need mental health care. We need interventions for people. But first step is to start talking about it so that people are not isolated. Now, in places where mental health care is available, and it should be available, we should help people with mental health problems to get an access to services, and then together with the person who provides the service provider to choose interventions that they want and will help them.